today's contestants, a scientist from Ranson, West Virginia, Danielle Long Hyland. A corporate strategist from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, Christina Ng. And our returning champion, a student from Cambridge, Massachusetts, Vinny Baiju, whose one day cash winnings total $3,399. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Yeah, folks, every once in a while in life and on the television program Jeopardy, luck plays a part in determining the winner. And that was the case yesterday for Vinny. He was in a distant third. All three players missed the final, but he left himself just enough money, $33.99. Let's see if he can add to it today against Christina and Danielle. Welcome, ladies. Good luck. Here we go. Now let's find out about the category, shall we? First off, you're going to deal with time zone cities. Next, Crayola colors in other forms. And then we travel.
Behind the Iron Curtain, from Budapest Memento Park, created to remember but not celebrate the communist era in East and Central Europe.
And that category is followed by food. Inna, I-N-N-A, in quotation marks. And then, Gotta DeVito. All right, Vinny, start. We're going to have fun today.
Inna, 200.
Your guts. Vinny.
What are innards?
Good.
Inna, 600.
The highest point of achievement. Danielle.
What is pinnacle?
Correct.
Food, 200.
Venus, steamer, and cherry stone are all types of this seafood. Christina.
What are clams?
Good.
Food, 400.
Iceberg, heirloom, and a rasher are the main trio in this classic sandwich. Danielle.
What is a BLT?
That's it.
Food, 600.
The Isle of Wight and Lake Worth, Florida, both have annual festivals honoring this pungent bulb and its endless potential. Vinny.
What is horseradish?
No. Christina.
What are onions?
No. Danielle.
What is garlic?
Garlic, yes.
Crayola colors, 200.
Despite looking a lot like insulation, this alliterative spun sugar confection is always a fave. Danielle.
What is cotton candy?
Yes.
Crayola colors for 400.
To grow crimson in embarrassment, or a cosmetic used to add color to cheeks. Vinny.
What is rouge?
No. Danielle.
What is blush?
That's it.
Crayola colors, 600.
The name of this plant comes from an Irish word meaning clover. Christina.
What is shamrock?
That's it.
Crayola colors, 800.
This type of light has a wavelength shorter than 400 nanometers, but the crayon splits it into two words. Danielle.
What is ultraviolet?
Yes.
Crayola colors, 1,000.
Off we go into this three-word phrase in an Air Force song, climbing high into the sun. Danielle.
What is wild blue yonder?
You got it.
Inna, 400.
At one time, it was the Dutch East India Company's most profitable spice. Danielle.
What is cinnamon?
Yes.
Inna, 800.
In the first stanza of a poem, Edgar Allan Poe used this lengthy word to describe the sound of the bells. And that word is the tintinnabulation of the bells. Danielle.
Gotta DeVito, 200.
As this character in Batman Returns, Danny DeVito kidnaps, murders, and even worse, enters politics. Vinny.
Who is the Penguin?
Yeah.
DeVito, 800.
Voicing this title Dr. Seuss character in a 2012 animated film, DeVito said, I speak for the trees. Vinny.
Who is the Lorax?
That's it.
DeVito, 600.
In season two of this FXX sitcom, Danny joined the cast as the crusty Frank Reynolds. Vinny.
What is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
You got it. And that takes you up to 800. And it takes us into our first break. Football. Back in the box. Danielle Long Hyland is a scientist from Ranson, West Virginia. I would shake your hand, but I read here that you regularly handle live biowarfare agents. What on earth is that?
Well, I teach identification of biological warfare agents for the U.S. Army. And of course, to teach our students how to properly identify them, we have to actually let them work with them.
Okay, well, good for you. You're helping us. Christina Ng from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Beautiful city. Traveled extensively. How many countries have you visited?
Approximately 80 countries.
Okay, of the 80, which one is your favorite?
So far, I believe it is Egypt. We recently went to the Great Pyramids, and it was just amazing and astonishing.
Okay, good for you. Vinny Baiju is our champion. He's a student majoring in what?
Government.
Ah, with a view to doing what?
Not government.
Good for you. All right, let's get back into this. Pick up that signaling device. What a great answer.
INA 1000.
This triangular sail is said to be an alteration of the name of the racing yacht Sphinx. Christina.
What is spinnaker?
Good.
Food 800.
The name of this spicy Cajun stew comes from the French for to smother. Vinny.
What is gumbo?
Nope. Danielle.
What is jambalaya?
Nope. What is etouffee? Smother, etouffee. Back to you, Christina.
Food 1000.
To make a pavlova dessert, start with a base of this beaten mixture, then top it with whipped cream and fruit. Christina.
What is meringue?
Meringue, right.
Behind the curtain, 800.
Here's Sarah.
After Lenin triumphed in the Russian Revolution, he soon helped install a short-lived government in Hungary on the principles of this movement, from Russian for greater.
Who are the Bolsheviks? Back to you, Christina.
Behind the curtain, 1000.
Sarah again.
A statue remembers the Hungarians who fought fascists on behalf of the Spanish Republic. They were directed by this Association of World Communist Parties, an early organ of Soviet dominance.
What is the Comintern? Back to you, Christina.
All right, time zone cities 1000.
Daily Double Air.
Wager 2000.
Two it is. Detroit, Michigan.
What is Eastern?
You picked the right time zone. And you are now in the lead.
Time zone cities 800.
Las Vegas, Nevada. Danielle.
What is Mountain Time?
Nope. Christina.
What is Pacific Time?
Yes, same as us.
Time zone 600.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Danielle.
What is Central?
Good.
Time zone cities 400.
Salt Lake City, Utah. Danielle.
What is Mountain?
Yes.
Time zone cities 200.
Charleston, West Virginia. Christine.
What is Central?
No. Vinny.
What is Eastern?
Yes.
Goddard DeVito for 1000.
The poster for this film Danny made with Schwarzenegger said, only their mother can tell them apart. Vinny.
What is Twins?
Yeah, I love that.
DeVito 400.
Danny was ringmaster Max Medici in the 2019 live-action version of this classic Disney cartoon. Danielle.
What is Dumbo?
Right.
Iron Curtain 200.
Here's Jimmy.
Memento Park has communist statues relocated from other sites in Budapest, like the one at the entrance of these two authors of the Communist Manifesto.
Christina.
Or Marx and Engels.
Yes.
400.
Jimmy again.
Bela Kun founded the Hungarian Communist Party after World War I, but in the 1930s fell victim to a Russian purge of followers of this exile.
Vinny.
Who is Trotsky?
Yes.
600.
This is a replica of a grandstand in Budapest. During an attempted revolt against communism in 1956, protesters brought down the statue of this recent Soviet leader, leaving only his boots remaining.
Vinny.
Who is Stalin?
Yes. And with that concludes this first round. And I would like to point out that Jimmy and Sarah traveled to Budapest with Viking and enjoyed a great deal of comfort from that company. We're going to take a break right now, come back and start Double Jeopardy after this.
Closed captioning. Conditioning, sponsored in part by...
For long-term joint health, trust OsteoBiflex, the number one pharmacist-recommended joint care supplement for 13 years running. OsteoBiflex.
All right, Vinny, you get to go first again in Double Jeopardy. And I hope you like these categories. Our writers seem to be having fun with us today. The first category is day job vu. Oh, dear. Magic in literature. Italian loan words in English. I write a symphony. Pop goes the culture. And finally, men of the past. Each correct response beginning with the letter M. Where do we start?
Pop goes the culture 400.
Ed Asner voiced Carl Fredrickson in this Pixar film that ballooned to 700 million plus at the box office. Vinny?
What is Up?
Up is right.
Pop, 1600.
In 2019, those who made the pilgrimage to the Pilgrimage Festival in Franklin, Tennessee, included this band led by Dave Grohl. Danielle?
Who are the Foo Fighters?
Right.
Culture, 800.
In the original 1954 film, nuclear weapons testing is what awakens this creature and sends him on his rampage on Tokyo. Danielle.
Who is Godzilla?
Yes, that's right.
Culture 1200.
Mr. Potato Head was not enough. In a 2019 deal, this toy brand added Peppa Pig and, of course, gangster rap label Death Row Records. Danielle.
What is Hasbro?
Yep.
Culture 2000.
In 2012, this Oscar-winning actress and humanitarian became a special envoy for the UN Refugee Agency. Christina.
Who's Angelina Jolie?
Yes.
Men, the past 2000.
He's seen here in 1921 on Mount Everest. His life ended on the mountain in 1924. Vinny.
Who is Mallory?
George Mallory, correct.
Men, 400.
For this poet... It was paradise found, hopefully, November 8th, 1674. Vinny.
Who is Milton?
John Milton, yeah.
Men, 800.
In June of 1527, death was cunning and unscrupulous in taking this Italian political thinker. Vinny.
Who is Machiavelli?
Yes.
Men, 1200.
Answer. Daily double. You've moved up handsomely.
3,000.
Free. That'll give you a $1,000 lead if you are correct. On July 20th, 1937, we short-waved goodbye to this Italian inventor.
Oof. What? Who is? Mendel?
No. Who is Marconi? Marconi. All right, you drop a bit. Go again. Plenty of time.
1600.
This Serbian leader's war crimes trial and life were adjourned for good March 11th, 2006. Christina.
Who's Milosevic?
Yes.
I wrote a symphony 2000.
Schubert wrote some great symphonies, and so did this near contemporary, including the one heard here. Listen to some of it. And the composer was Robert Schumann. Back to you, Christina.
I write Symphony 1600.
Answer there. The other daily double. And you have an $800 lead over Danielle.
I'll wager 1,000, please.
All right, here's the clue. The Finnish government commissioned him to write a symphony to celebrate his own 50th birthday. And he conducted the premiere on the day.
Who is Sibelius?
Sibelius, right you are.
Italian words in English 2000.
From the Italian for undertaking, it's someone who organizes public entertainments like operas or ballets. You know that individual as an impresario. Christina?
Italian words 1600.
In Italian, it's the faculty of sight. In English, it's a distant view to be had from a vantage point. And that word is vista. Christina?
Kate, Symphony 1200.
Leonard Bernstein's Symphony No. 3 is named for this Jewish prayer for the dead and uses its words. The prayer for the dead is Kaddish. Back to you, Christina.
Hey, day job, 2000.
In 96, this ex-president of Poland returned to his electrician gig in Gdansk. His first day included a press conference and a vacation request.
Who is Lech Walesa?
Yes.
Day job, 1600.
In 1973, Eric Segal, author of this weepy bestseller about a dying co-ed, quit teaching classics at Yale, but he returned in the 80s. Eric Segal, the author of Love Story. Back to you, Christina.
Day job, 1200.
On September 11th, 2009, almost 9 months after an unusual landing, he was back in the cockpit for a flight from Charlotte to Atlanta. Vinny?
Who's Captain Sully?
Yes, but before you get to make the next selection, we have a change in scoring to announce. I've just been informed, Christina, that you flipped syllables when you gave a response of Lech Walesa. So we have to take away $4,000. Now, Vinny, you make your choice.
Magic, 2000.
Everyone has a special magic talent in this author's Xanth series that began with a spell for chameleon. Danielle.
Who is Piers Anthony?
Yes.
Magic, 400.
In Glenn Cook's Black Company series, Soul Catcher flies around on one of these, just like in The Thousand and One Nights. Vinny.
What is a magic carpet?
Right.
Literature, 1600.
Allomancers in the Mistborn series can burn metals like iron, and even these like pewter and duralumin. What are alloys? Back to you, Vinny, less than a minute now.
Magic, 12.
To access power, mages in the Malazan series use and travel in these, just like the burrows where rabbits live. What are warrens? Back to you, Vinny.
Loan words, 12.
Italian for hell. It's used in English to describe a raging fire. Vinny.
What is an inferno?
Good.
Symphony, 800.
This Carmen composer hid away his symphony in C, maybe because it was too imitative of his teacher, Charles Gounod. Christina.
Who's Bizet?
Yes.
Day job, 800.
In 2019, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez went back to tending bar for a day to bring notice to this federal standard for workers, getting tips and $2.13 an hour. Christina?
What is minimum wage?
Yeah. And that takes you up to 9,200. You're 600 off the lead. All three of you in good shape as you get set to deal with this subject in final. American history. Think about it. Make a wish. Back in a moment.
Our next weather maker is on its way. It will be bringing us more rain. A look at when that arrives.
Why did you return the money?
I don't believe that Fox News can responsibly cover the subject.
The question's being raised by Ryan Dorsey's district after his comments.
The Geico Gecko has this regional London accent. What is Cockney? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Popular subject for Final Jeopardy, American history. Players, here's your clue. After statesman and banker Robert Morris turned down a job offer from George Washington, this man took the job. 30 seconds, good luck. As soon as we included the word banker in that clue, I think made it a lot easier for everybody. Vinny, we come to you first. You were in third place with 5,600, and you wrote down, who is Hamilton? Alexander Hamilton is correct, Secretary of the Treasury, and you add 4,201, taking you to 9,801, a $1 lead. Now, Christina, over to you. Alexander Hamilton, your wager puts you in the lead. You add 2,001, you have 11,201. It's all up to Danielle. Well, look at that smile. Yeah. Who is Hamilton? And she's smiling because she can do math, probably. 36-12. She's the new champion with 13,412. Way to go. Good game, players. Thank you so much. And thank you for playing along. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.
Jeopardy is also brought to you by FDGuard, the pre-meal companion for meal-triggered indigestion.
Finally, there's something that helped with my indigestion and discomfort after eating. My doctor recommended FDGuard. She told me FDGuard is specially formulated with natural ingredients and can help with my meal-triggered indigestion. Ask your doctor about FDGuard. Enjoy eating again.
Now at Walmart.
Aspergream's triple effect provides targeted relief. Works in minutes, lasts for hours. Aspergream works.